Muchas gracias, señor.
Thank you very much, President. I've been listening to the discussions and the statements made by delegations and the various positions of states, just to see if there was more clarity as to the reasons for the change in approach. I understand that you said that the reasons were obvious, but unfortunately, what appears to be obvious for some isn't for others. In particular, when some delegations were not involved in the consultations. We understand that there were some proposals for amendments on the Algerian proposal and on the language of operative paragraph 2, as well as the thematic balance between the subsidiary bodies. We know that this draft was based on those, and we'd like to know what the alternative proposals that were considered were. Obviously, I am asking this question in full respect, and we would, of course, expect a respectful response. Based on your proposal, we understand that the latest version of the document takes up the 2018 text. But that proposal had a specific context. For my delegation, it is quite clear that not only the CD, but including the United Nations General Assembly in Resolution A/Res/73/81, recognize the fact that in 2018, the Conference of Disarmament did not reach an agreement on the work program. Obviously, we can discuss the reasons for this. But as has been said by the various presidencies of this session and by several delegations, if the aim is to take up substantive discussions on the understanding that there is no context to lead to negotiations at this time, we could have various views and visions. Therefore, the discussions become more complex and lead to debates on what a work program should actually be and the various interpretations that members have as to the meaning of the term negotiation. For my delegation, if the course of action proposed is to resume work undertaken in 2018, we see that this is the procedural way forward, as was being reflected in the CD/2176 document submitted by the UK last year, or the previous versions of the text CD/WP626, where there was a need to fine-tune the mandate of the subsidiary bodies. We believe that a decision pattern shouldn't be replicated, but this needs to be adjusted to what had already occurred in that exercise. Thank you very much, sir.